BBC News, I'm John Shea. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that the old relationship with the United States, based on deepening economic integration and security cooperation, is over. He said Canada must dramatically reduce its dependence on the US because Washington was no longer a reliable partner. Mr. Carney was speaking after President Trump announced tariffs on all imports of cars.
I reject any attempts to weaken Canada, to wear us down, to break us so that America can own us. That will never happen. And our response to these latest tariffs is to fight, is to protect, and to build. We will fight the U.S. tariffs with retaliatory trade actions of our own that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impacts here in Canada.
President Putin has said geopolitical competition in the Arctic is intensifying, and Russia thinks the U.S. plan to acquire Greenland is serious. He said the US ambition to take over Greenland had long-standing historical roots, but the situation had nothing to do with Russia. Denmark, which has sovereignty over Greenland, says the people there have no interest in becoming a US territory. King Charles has spent a short time in hospital after experiencing temporary side effects from his cancer treatment. The British monarch, who's 76, was diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer in February last year. Our royal correspondent, Daniela Ralph, has more details.
During the day, while undergoing regular treatment for cancer, the King experienced some side effects. He was kept under observation at the London clinic before being discharged back to Clarence House. The palace described the King as being on good form. He had dinner with the Queen this evening and worked on state papers in his study. But it is a reminder that he is still dealing with cancer and has now been having treatment for more than a year. Buckingham Palace has stressed it doesn't view this as a major setback and that the King's treatment is going in a positive direction. Royal sources have described it as a minimal interruption to normal service.
The head of BBC News, Deborah Turnus, says the corporation will make representations to the Turkish authorities after one of its correspondents was deported. Mark Lowen had been in Turkey to cover the recent anti-government protests. He sent us this report.
In the first of the three custody units where I was held over 17 hours, some police officers told me they didn't agree with my detention, blaming the state. As the night wore on, attitudes of others hardened, though I was never mistreated. They told me I would be deported for posing a threat to public order, refusing to elaborate. One suggested he could film me saying I had willingly chosen to leave Turkey, which could help me return in the future, an offer I politely declined, fearing it would be used to push their version of events. Almost 1,900 people have now been detained since the protests began after the arrest of Istanbul's mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu.
World News from the BBC. The Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called a general election for the 3rd of May. His party, Labour, secured a slim parliamentary majority at the last election 3 years ago, and the new race is expected to be tight. Many pundits anticipate a hung parliament. Katie Watson reports.
Your vote has never been more important, said Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, as he confirmed to the country they'd be heading to the polls in May. His announcement ends months of speculation and now kicks off 5 weeks of campaigning. The biggest issue facing Australians in these elections is a cost of living crisis, but the rising concern over tariffs and global trade wars will no doubt lead voters to also ask who will be best placed to deal with Donald Trump. The world today is an uncertain place, said Mr. Albanese, but now is not the time for cutting and wrecking, for aiming low, punching down or looking back. Words aimed at his rival Peter Dutton.
The Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has branded the US Secretary of State an imbecile after Marco Rubio warned Venezuela not to escalate its territorial dispute with Guyana. Mr. Maduro said no one should threaten his country. Mr. Rubio made his comments during a visit to Guyana, saying any Venezuelan aggression would not end well. A US judge has ordered the Trump administration to preserve messages from a Signal chat group used by senior national security officials to discuss plans to attack the Houthis in Yemen. The group, set up by the national security adviser Mike Waltz, mistakenly included the Atlantic magazine editor Jeffrey Goldberg, who broke the story this week. He said some messages were set to disappear within a week, possibly breaching federal record-keeping laws. Six Russian tourists are confirmed dead and four other people are in a critical condition after a tourist submarine sank off the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Hurghada. The local governor said 39 foreign passengers and five Egyptian crew members were rescued. BBC News.